from the Newstalk ZB newsroom. This is Newsfix.
In this update, a Destiny Church member who stole $377,000 from an employer has been jailed for 2 years. 33-year-old Ashara Kingi illegally took money from employer Larry O'Neill's bank account 200 times over 19 months, from April 2021 to November 2022. To hide it, she entered legitimate creditor details on account records but changed bank account payment details. O'Neill says he's disappointed in Kingi, having known her as a respected church member, but doubts her apologies are genuine. Kingi's also been ordered to pay $350,000 in reparation. The government is renewing its priorities in the management of fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. It's committing to training more clinicians in its diagnosis, raising awareness, and revitalizing the FASD action plan. FASD Care Action Network says it's encouraged by the news because action around FASD is urgently needed. Chair Dr. Lee Henderson says diagnosis and access to support can improve life outcomes for children with FASD and their families.
Hope for people who are living with FASD in New Zealand that they will be recognised, and it gives hope to the families that are living with this very distressing disorder.
Samoa's fumigating schools and hospitals to try to stop an outbreak of dengue fever. The Pacific Island nation has over 200 confirmed cases. It had a similar outbreak in 2017. 5 people then died. There are no tablets or vaccines to prevent the disease. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has called for additional air defense systems to be sent to Kyiv to help protect against Russian strikes. Mr. Zelensky's comments come days after Congress emerged from a half year of deadlock to approve a $61 billion US dollar aid package for Ukraine. The Pentagon says it will include $6 billion worth of new weapons for Ukraine, including interceptors for the Patriot air defense system. That's news. In sport, the senior NRL side might not be winning, but the Warriors can now boast another junior rugby league title. The Warriors under 17 team has beaten the Western Suburbs Magpies 34-16 in the Harold Matthews Cup final in Sydney. It's not just their maiden title, it's the Warriors' inaugural season in the under 17s. In Super Rugby Pacific, another home win in the heat and humidity of Fiji for the Drua. They've beaten rivals Moana Pacifica 24-17 to put some breathing room between themselves in 7th place and Moana in 8th. The weekend's ANZ Premiership netball action is underway. The Northern Stars are hosting the Waikato Bay of Plenty Magic, and the visiting Magic led 16-13 after the first quarter in Auckland moments ago. That's sport. I'm Joe Gilfillan.
For more news, listen to Newstalk ZB live on iHeartRadio.